The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, here we go. It's Friday. You made it. You made it. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Up and at 'em. Come on, baby. You could do it. You could do it with Joey and Frankie and Al and Debbie. We love, 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 and love having you with us. And we welcome you to this Friday edition of Piscopo in the Morning. It is so wonderful to have you with us. Going into Father's Day next weekend. Yay! And my birthday. Hey! Hey! Another birthday I got to worry about. But it's okay. My kids will all be with me, and we'll have a lot of fun. Hey, so there's a lot going on. It's Friday. Sometimes I feel like just ripping up the newspapers, turning off the computer, and just talking to my knucklehead friends in the studio, you know. But there is news, because we are news, opinion, and passion at AM 970, The Answer. I have to go to there's a thing called Talkers Magazine, you know, in the business. It's like a business thing. So I remember when my daddy was, he was really a compensation lawyer, and he would always, there was always like the New Jersey Law Journal, and he would write for the Law Journal, and that was like big news for him, you know, because, and as kids went, well, what is that? Because we would read the Newark Star Ledger, which was then the Newark Evening News, please, but it was big within his, you know, profession, so the Talkers Magazine is quite huge in our profession, and I got actually named, actually, on the list of the top 100 talkers. I was like number 99.9 or something like that. No, number 69. Okay. Our Boyce, Phil Boyce, our programming guru says, that is our Phil Boyce. He goes, Joe, would you speak at the luncheon of talkers? I said, whoa, wait a minute. You mean where Mark Levin goes and Sean Hannity goes? You mean me? And I feel like Ed Norton, you know, I'm not worthy. Raccoon of the year? I am not worthy. But really, I really am quite honored to be there. And Brian Kilmeade is going to be there. So I speak at the luncheon as a broadcaster. And you know what? Proud to be there. So it's a Friday, so we're going to do the show, have some fun, and I'll go up, I guess, to Midtown, and we'll just show respect to the other folks that I share the airwaves with every day. Oh, so apparently I got a bill from... Oh, this is great. I can't win. Daddy can't win. We belong to this group where I get the hotel, and apparently the station is supposed to pick up the tab. See how I give the station a big shout out right off the bat? You see, I'm saying how honored I am to be part of the radio community in the great city, the number one market in the world, by the way. They know, oh, Joe, what are you on? What do you want? I'm in the number one market in the world. We're the flagship station of a giant media company, Salem Media, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Can I have a hotel room? They go, yes, we got a hotel room. I got a bill from the hotel room.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's a bill for the hotel room that they're supposed to take care of. They sent me a bill personally to the station. It's great. Welcome to radio. Is that what you're saying, boys? Welcome to radio.
Unbelievable.
I know. Hey, this was the best. Can I go? Can we forget about news for a second? You're going to love it. I'm dying to tell you guys. When things happen to me, I can't wait to come into the studio and flush it out. This is why I don't need a psychoanalyst. This is why I come out and talk to Frank and Al. I talk to Frank and Al and Debbie. And this was the best one yet. So I'm going to Vegas to do the Star Trek convention.
Right.
They go, and they could not be nicer. We make the deal. They go, great, Joe, will you do two shows for us? Absolutely. I am honored to be with my Trekkie brothers and sisters and the great, the one, the only, Bill Shatner.
Right.
Now, we have to say more than that. And then, not only William Shatner, Brent Spiner, Data, excuse me, Now, I'm honored that this is a career high. This is great for me. So I go, no, see, so I go, okay, well, I got to, can we pick up the band? Because I want to do a full band. I want to do a big show like I did on the cruise with the Mr. Shatner. Boom. They go, yep, got the band, got covered. And I said, and then they go, and we got another plane ticket. You want to bring somebody out, conductor or something like that? Well, I go, you know, I said, Mikey, you want to go out to Vegas? Dad, that would be so cool. We'll go, I'll put you on stage with the Star Trek. We'll have a blast. We'll go out there. So then a friend calls, and I say this early because I never like to offend anybody, so I feel like this is more of our intimate hour. No, listen. Yeah. Well, listen. He's a great player. He's a cat, one of the cats. And he goes, oh, I'm going to be in Vegas with my son at that time. I go, well, then you should run the band because you know the set. Am I right? You
perfect.
Wait, I said, wait, I reiterate. You're going to be in Vegas? Yes, I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going out anyway. Can I? This is great.
Okay.
Let's go. So I make the plan. Then I find out later, I get a call. He snored like the plane ticket that was supposed to be for Mikey. He snored the plane ticket to take the ticket out to Vegas. He wasn't going to be in Vegas. He's snoring off my plane. He took the plane ticket. Yeah, he's going like, he told the person running everything in Vegas, oh, I need a plane ticket. They said, no problem, we'll fly you out. And that is disrespectful. So he took the plane ticket. So then I call him out, and I call, this is my day yesterday. I go, you know, I said, you said you're going to be in Vegas. He went, oh, no, you're not paying for it. They're paying for it. When you work for a company, you don't snore. You don't take advantage. And I always joke about the car here or this hotel bill here. That's all just to kind of fun, to have fun on the radio. You respect the company that you work for, and you don't take advantage ever because, you know what? They're giving you a job. They're giving you pension and welfare, and you got to respect that.
And they don't ask you back if you do that.
Well,
it's rude.
It's the rude, and it's the right thing to do. Right. I'm not a snorer. I just don't do that. This
so
guy, so then he goes like this. He says to me, he goes, you mean, I said, no, if you're going to be there, if you're not going to be out there, I got 1,000 cats in Vegas that would love to run my show that are already there that's going to save me thousands of dollars, literally thousands of dollars. Oh, but it's not your money. No, but it's their money, and they're going to take care of my son, and I'm not going to disrespect this great organization kind enough to book me out there. He goes, oh, my son's going to be so disappointed.
Well, life is all about disappointment.
I said, your son's going to be so disappointed. I'm going like, well, did you understand that you just took my son's ticket? I said, my son's going to be disappointed because I gave the ticket to the son's conductor. What are these people thinking? And with a straight face, they tell me this stuff, and I got to deal with this all day yesterday.
Let me see if I can recap this here.
So, long story short, he ain't conducting. I'm going to get somebody.
But you told somebody no.
Yeah, I told somebody no.
Baby steps. This is great. This is a breakthrough. Joe, if we were having a, you know, if you were on the couch right now, it's a major breakthrough.
Get
Keith Ablow on the phone.
Dr. Keith. You know, so, I mean, really, because I almost said, I would end up absorbing the thousand. This always happens to me. In divorce, it always happens. Could you pay for this? But I'm paying everything that we agreed to in a court of law. Well, could you? And I always go over and above. This time I was insulted. So I'm doing good.
So Frank, he got a Bronx beating a few weeks ago.
No, that
forced to do
that's
this
still,
Bronx
that's still
event.
Good. That show's going to still cost me a fortune.
No, I understand. That's
my donation to the Catholic Church.
But that taught you the
lesson. Yeah.
No. So you had sometimes, you know, you got to take a little beating.
But the guy wasn't a priest. If the guy was a priest, I would probably be flying him out to
priest,
Vegas.
You would have flown the whole congregation out.
Meantime, I'm trying to take care of my kid. I'm trying to do the gardening and get the flowers around the house. I'm trying to help out. Mikey's not feeling good. I took him to the doctor. That guy's doing good. But everybody's got this something at school, you know, last days of school.
Right.
And I go to the doctor. I sit with the doctor. I talk. I make sure my boy's okay. Mommy, it's disrespectful. I've had it. I'm done, you know?
I can understand that. Well, I'm glad that worked out. I'm glad you and Michael are going to get to go. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It didn't cost you money.
Yeah, not yet. Something's going
to. I had to teach my son how to straight shave yesterday.
Wasn't that fun, though?
Yeah. Okay.
Was it dangerous?
My kid was hacking away at his face.
Harry's.
He was chopping wood. I got him a Harry's razor.
Beautiful.
He, you know, tried to show him. He was doing all right, and then all of a sudden he gets to his chin, and he's like this, like he's hacking wood. And I'm going,
Be careful.
And he's going, I know what I'm doing. I said, no, you don't, pal, when you got 18 shave marks in your face. But it was a nice bonding moment.
I remember. I did that with Michael a couple years ago already, believe it or not. Yeah. So, and then with Mikey, he's going, so it's going to be, we'll take him out to Vegas. And then now I got to figure out, am I going down the shore now with Charlie? We may go down the shore this weekend with Charlie. So it's never ending with me. I need a day. I mean, but, or just, you know what I may do? I told Charlie, I said, Charlie, do you really want to go down the shore? Because that means I got to haul 2 hours. I got to fight the traffic. I said, why don't you stay home with me and Michael? We'll play some music. And she goes, she's so easy. She goes, okay, Dad, maybe we'll stay home. Just hang out for the weekend. Hey, a good morning. It's all good. And also, Charles, if Charles can go to Duane Reade, because this is the problem. I take the Claritin. And these are no, if they sponsor, let me know and I'll stop. But, you know, I got the allergy thing, and it's not. That's what's happening. I talked to the doc. Everybody's got this allergy thing. So I take the Claritin, and not so much. Mm. Huh? Am I right or wrong?
I never took it.
Yeah. You don't take any of that stuff?
No. I have taken, they say you're not supposed to take nasal spray because it's habit forming, and it causes nose
bleeds. To that point, I tried Flonase. Not working.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened. Well, Flonase you have to use every day because it builds up in your body.
It's not working.
It builds up. You have to use it every day.
And it works.
Over a long period of time. My wife, though, with the nasal sprays, it ruined her nose.
Oh.
She got a bloody nose so bad
really?
At one point. We had
really?
To go to the hospital. They had to cauterize her nose. That was fun.
What spray? Not Afrin. Because
that stuff.
So I have to tell you, I went out on the road and I worked the shows this past week and went to the White House. Afrin, Joe Borelli, we were laughing. I go, Joe, I got this thing happening. And so we stopped at one of the stores at Union Station there, and I got Afrin. It is gold. It is gold. It works so well. Afrin dried up my whole brain, my voice, by the grace of God. But you're right.
I'm not supposed to use it a lot.
You can't. Yeah. So I used it two times.
Not bad. There are people that use it every day. That's where you wreck your nose.
But maybe, you know, there is something that it's called Nasacort. It's like, I think a generic brand of Flonase. Mm-hmm. It works better than any of them, and I haven't had it. Can we ask, go do a Duane Reade run, do you think? Nasacort it is? And just get the small little ones, the little blue cap one. That works.
You don't want to get your nose cauterized. That was.
I'm not going. No, that Afrin. I have Afrin. I'm dying to use it again. See, it's addictive, they said. They said it's addictive,
right.
Huh?
Right. Well, what they had to, you had to see what they had to do to my wife. The guy took a huge Q-tip.
I've done that.
And
I've
put
had
in
that.
This like silver nitrate
yep.
stuff.
I've had that.
Shoved it right up her nose and on fire.
Yep.
I mean, it was.
Oof. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, no.
And you laughed, didn't you? You giggled.
No, I was a little horrified. My wife was screaming. I mean, because they just boom, you know.
Look what time it is, Frankie. What time is that? What does that date remind
you of? It's your birthday.
Oh, 6/17. Look at that. How about that? And Father's Day. Thank you very much. So anyway, it's all good. Everything's good. But I thank you guys for being the
Does Bob get a gift too?
The therapist.
For his birthday?
Who's Bob?
Bob. Yeah. Two gifts. Joe and Bob Piscopo.
I'm done already. Forget it. It's Friday. I can feel it. Oh, that was so funny. Carol, Richie, Bob. I'm thinking he had a kid named Bob. But never told us. Right. Maybe got.
No, he probably wanted to name you Bob. And just, you know,
Robert.
At that moment. Yeah, Robert. Robert Piscopo. It's a regal name.
That's not so bad. You know. Hey, President Trump heading to potentially tense talks at the G7 summit. That is in Quebec City. That is today, after accusing allies Canada and France of putting heavy economic burdens on the U.S. This is going to be interesting. I love the drama of it all. Cannot wait to see when Justin Trudeau and the President of the United States shake hands. Because he's going to meet him there, Frankie, right?
That's my understanding.
Oh, this is great today. Do we have a time frame? We'll get a time frame on you exactly when the President goes up there. I thought he would be playing golf with Abe. With Prime Minister Abe of Japan today. Did they go on the golf course yesterday?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be surprised if they didn't. I mean, they're both big, big golfers.
I don't understand the whole golfing thing, but you know what? If it bonds our president with the head of Japan, sure, then it's great. But it's going to be interesting what happens in the G7 summit today. And I really believe this is all initial negotiations on behalf of our president when he talks about tariffs, and it'll all work out. That's my opinion. A former security director, this is an interesting story, Five Boroughs, for the Senate Intelligence Committee, was indicted Thursday, charged with lying to the FBI about possible leaks of classified information. Big story.
I think this is good. I mean, this sends a message to everyone. everyone that works both
leakers.
In the executive branch
leakers.
And the legislative branch
yep.
and in the intelligence community.
Yep.
That if you, look, if you're going to leak classified information, we're gonna prosecute you for this.
This is so true. Now, a much anticipated report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe will be released June 14th, the Justice Department Inspector General announced. This is another huge story. What are they going to find anything? They're going to go after Hillary finally? You think, Frankie Fibrosi?
I don't. Well, I mean, go after. I think they'll find.
Lock her up. Yeah.
No, I think, I mean, most of this was time that she wasn't even Secretary of State. I think it's more likely that they'll find what was reported in a preview of this report yesterday, that this was wrongdoing on the part of James Comey and Loretta Lynch in handling of the Hillary Clinton investigation. But that's not something you can necessarily reproach Hillary for.
All right. So, and then, that was funny. In NASA, that NASA announces that in Mars, they found molecules in Mars. Were they alive, those molecules?
They believe they've found the building blocks to life on Mars. More investigation has to be done.
All right, we'll take a break. But
that's huge.
My theory on this is, see, Buzz Aldrin has been, the great Buzz Aldrin from, Montclair, New Jersey, mm-hmm. the second man to walk on the moon, has been pushing to go to Mars. I think this is part of the impetus of that. They're going to make a move to Mars. And there's a reason for it.
President wants that.
Yeah.
And again, this is more evidence.
As a kid, at the Allwood Theater in Clifton, New Jersey, me and Richie, we go to the Angry Red Planet. Anybody remember that movie, The Angry Red Planet? You guys, no, it was really the planet of bad special effects. It was kind of that with the oozing thing, the green stuff on the arm. The Angry Red, it was always Mars. What's our fascination with Mars?
Well, because it has a similar day to us. Its year is twice as long as ours. However, the conditions are close to optimal, but in the same range as Earth could have been. If it was a little bit closer, could have supported life.
Wow, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Debbie Duhaime is out there on this Friday. Rick Klein's with us coming up momentarily.
Great.
Gary Goldberg, my buddy, will be give you all the financial advice you want. Jeffrey Lyons on what films you want to see. Mr. Mike Gallagher, Russ Salzberg, and Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn,
Yay!
Debbie.
We love him.
Yeah, he's great. He's becoming an editor. He's going to get his own show on the station
before long. Yeah.
You know that. You know that? Please welcome Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are your allergies?
Not great.
Tough?
Now, I'm going to send Charles over, our intern, if you'd be so kind to do that, to Dwayne Reed.
Right.
And we're going to get some spray. But listen, it's much, much better. But my goodness gracious, they're hanging. And poor Mikey not feeling great because something's going around school. Talked to the nurse yesterday at the school. Something's going around school.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. I think it's chemtrails. Chemtrails. Every time I see those planes going over, I think they're dropping something on us. I don't know.
I hope not. I think it's just allergies. So many people are affected by these allergies right now. It's really crazy.
Deb, always great to hear your voice every morning. That's 22 minutes after 6 and traffic and Friday. Go for it,
messy.
Deb.
It's messy.
Here we go.
Tappan Zee Bridge. Avoid the Tappan Zee Bridge right now, Joe. Tappan Zee Bridge is closed into Westchester County. It's all due to an accident involving an overturned flatbed trailer and a fuel spill. Looks like some minor injuries involved, but delays are extensive here. Looks like we're seeing volume now at the Bear Mountain Bridge getting into Westchester County as well. Now, on the New York State Thruway South, trucks are going to have to exit off at exit 15 into Suffern because they can't come down across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Cars are going to be diverted as well down by exit 11. Let's go over to Route 7. Route 7 at Fish House Road in Kearney. That's closed with a collision. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports, coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today with a high of about 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The most important retirement event of the year is almost here, and you're invited. And you know what? It's absolutely free. The 2018 Retirement Roundtable is Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is an online event, so you can view it anywhere, and you can sign up today at retirementwatch.com. It's hosted by Roger Michalski of Eagle Financial, along with America's number one retirement expert, Bob Carlson, and a surprise special guest.
What will you take away from the Retirement Roundtable?
How one small change in your current plans will eliminate the single biggest threat to your retirement. The one retirement strategy that will add $125,000 to your nest egg. How to collect more than $1,500 every month without paying a penny in taxes. The breakthrough strategy that can turn every $1,000 into $10,000. And more. Remember, the Retirement Roundtable is free, but you must sign up at retirementwatch.com.
That's retirementwatch.com.
Sign up today at retirementwatch.com.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Rick Klein on this morning, coming up in about 20 minutes after Al does the news. 6:25 right now on this Friday. Great to have you with us. Love having you with us on Friday because you know what? You got a weekend. You got a pretty good weekend. Can we tell you about Dino and Harry's Steakhouse? Maybe you want to stop by there tonight. I'm just saying. Hoboken, maybe the path, you know, from Manhattan to Hoboken. Boom, right there on your way home. It's 14th Street right in Hoboken, New Jersey. Dino and Harry's, the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. You can get the great steaks that I always tell you about that I get there. Right. I always like my steak lean. They make it exactly the way you like it. And they'll make chicken and seafood exactly the way you like it. Even the asparagus I always have. I have my special meal at Dino and Harry's with the asparagus and a baked potato, you know, and the steak. It's like you will love it. And the drinks over there, for Al Cthulhu to have a mojito. He always has a beer in his hand, this guy. He had a mojito because Flora, behind that hand-carved cherry wood bar I always tell you about, makes the best drinks. You're going to love the ambiance there. Also, the people that are there. I meet people that I've known my whole life at Dino and Harry's. It's like where everyone goes. And it's right there in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can go to dinoandharrys.com, check out the menu, and make reservations. Or you can call 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. The number one steakhouse in all of the great state of New Jersey. And you want to check out the appetizers. And don't forget, you cannot leave without having the Snowboken dessert. I'm just saying. DinoandHarrys.com or call 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's in Hoboken, New Jersey. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Very nice. Piscopo in the Morning is 6:27 with Joe on the radio. Did you want the muffin? You know anything? You don't want the muffin?
Not this morning. I'm good, thank you.
This looks so healthy. I bet you it's not, Frankie.
No, I bet you it's about 600 calories.
You think so? I hold in my hand this muffin that we got from the French toast place where they never cook my French toast. I eat the edges. I don't even bother with the rest of the French toast. This muffin looks, you know, and I'm looking at this bill I got from the hotel. They said, Joe, we'll take care of it. They still sent me a bill. No. The station doesn't miss a trick. You know that. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try to get Joe to pay, right?
Exactly. So take a shot. You can't blame him.
No,
take a shot.
Please, yeah. Please. God forbid. Isn't there a trade-off you can get with a hotel room or a car?
Not in Manhattan hotels don't need to advertise. They're full every night anyway.
You know, so there's a lot to get into. By the way, the woman whose life sentence was commuted after Kim Kardashian championed her cause thanks to President Trump. She thanks President Trump and vowed she will not let him down. I tell you, that was huge. That was
absolutely.
That was actually a very, very big story for the president. And they're always saying negative things, and I thought that was great. Now, but you got to help me out here as you listen at 28 after 6 o'clock as we go into it. And not to just start heavy-handed, but it's like this pizza guy, this restaurant worker, this pizza delivery guy that got detained by ICE. I have got such a soft spot for the Latino workforce who come in here and want to be citizens. Maybe they misstep. Maybe they don't do the right thing. And then for ICE to shut them down, to break up the family, my bleeding heart is there. But I hear you loud and clear, and I know you will tell me. A law is a law, and you cannot break the law. But let me do a caveat here, and you help me out here. Because we've been talking about this as we walked in, because it's all over the newspapers in New York. And if you're listening outside of New York, the New York Post and the Daily News, which we don't quite understand the Daily News anymore, but disgrace to our country, of course, they blame Donald Trump for all this. There are laws that my grandparents had to adhere to when they came to this country. And you know the other laws that they really didn't have to adhere to, but they did? They learned the language. They learned English. Because it's America. If I went to Italy, I would perfect my Italian. I mean, am I right? It's a small thing to ask for the honor of being in this country. So now people just want to come in at random. But if it's from a terror nation, some of these nations that the president wants to put a ban on, which I totally understand, and I make no apologies for that. Because if terror comes out of that country, then you shouldn't let anybody in from that country just to be safe.
But what if you're fleeing the terror?
Yeah. Yeah, but then that's exactly right. Then they got to go to that country. For example, to use that analogy, let's use Honduras. Let's use Guatemala. A lot of the folks are coming through Mexico's border because of that. Get the heck back down to Guatemala and to Honduras. Fix what's over there. Fix what's in the terror. Shut down the terror in Somalia. Check out. Stop the terror in some of the African nations, and then you could come to America. But right now, we just need a little bit of a pause. I understand that. And you know what? The innocent will be hurt. So blame, like when the Italians get accused of being in the mafia, I don't blame the government. I don't blame somebody being racist saying, are you in the mob because you're Italian? I blame the mafia. It's them. Blame the terrorists. Blame Honduras or Guatemala or these third world countries that just do not take care of their people. Or the gang cartels, the drug cartels that are in Mexico. Deal with that. Because when they come here, we're going to have to deal with it here. So, but when it's a worker from, do we know where this guy is?
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Well, it's the same thing because, you know, they leave there because they have nothing for the folks. Well, and that's a broad stroke,
yeah,
I understand.
No, I mean, I know a lot of folks from Ecuador, many of whom are in the country illegally. And they come here, you know, in search of a better life, a way to provide, you know, for their kids and grandchildren. I mean,
so just this specific incident, and it's not, yeah. he's not a terrorist, we assume. He's not a gang member, we assume. I mean, he's not a criminal, we assume. I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, he's never been arrested for any, but prior to this, any other violation.
That's why maybe you give this one pizza guy a break.
Well, so here's the thing, Joe. Right, so there's 13, nobody is harder on the issue of border security and illegal immigration than me. I'm not for legalizing all the so-called DACA kids, this and that. There are over 13 million illegal aliens in this country.
At least, right?
Oh, yeah, over 13 million, right? So it would cost a fortune to deport every single one of them. Not only that, but if we did that, then all of a sudden,
boom,
there would be no busboys, there'd be nobody, there would be nobody delivering pizzas in Brooklyn and Queens. The price of a slice of pizza would go from $1.75 just $10 a slice, yeah, because then you'd have to then pay a living wage and above labor standards.
And this is why, like you always say, keep your thought, please. Sorry for interrupting, but you always say this is why the very conservative Republicans want these folks to come
in. So not only can we not afford to round up 13 million people and deport them back to wherever they came from, but from an economic perspective, these are folks we interact with every day. We don't want to do that. Now, if we want to do something about illegal immigration, which I absolutely do, then there's a few things that we need to do, right? We need to start enforcing E-Verify so that you can't work here if you're not legally in the country. That's number one. Two, if we want to make an issue with this, let's start going after the businesses which we know are hiring illegal aliens. Because I got news for you. If they don't have a job to come to, they're not going to come here. And then three, let's really once and for all get serious about border protection. I'm all for a wall, but if it's not a wall, let's do something.
Yeah.
Let's have the National Guard on the border to back up the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. Let's do what President Trump's doing in backing up the Border Patrol agents. But at the same time, Joe, if we can afford to deport 500,000 people, mm-hmm. the people that we start with are people that have been arrested for anything. Jaywalking, drinking and driving, public urination, assault, you name it. Not the very same people that Bill de Blasio wants to protect and not cooperate with. Anybody that's been arrested for anything. Then anybody, even if you haven't been arrested, if you're part of a gang like MS-13 or the Crips or the Bloods or any other street gang, even if you're not arrested, then let's deport those people. But if we're going to start right with a pizza delivery guy who's delivered to an army base in the course of doing his job, has never committed any criminal violation, and we're going to, in the process, sentence three American citizens, his wife and his two daughters, all of whom are American citizens, as legal as we are, to basically poverty now. I don't think that's where we should start.
It can be an individual basis. And this is an individual basis that maybe you should reconsider. I'm just saying.
If a cop sees you jaywalk when you leave this radio station now, I guarantee you he's not going to pull you over. He's not going to stop you and give you a ticket, because even though you broke the law, and he could give you a ticket, because he's executing prosecutorial discretion. He's calculating that the 15, 20 minutes that it's going to take him to write you that ticket, that it's not worth doing it. It's not worth his time.
Should be the case applied here.
Exactly. You got to pick and choose.
Listen,
prosecutorial discretion.
You don't want to hear what Al's got to say. Look out. Here we go.
8 years ago, he was told by ICE to leave the country because he was an illegal immigrant. He signed a form saying he would leave. He chose not to leave. Therefore, he took a risk to stay in this
country. Didn't he reapply in February?
February. Why did it take him 8 years to reapply?
He got married.
He had children. He was working a job, but he shouldn't have been working. Did he drive to the Army base? He doesn't have a driver's license. He's driving illegally. Who's paying his car insurance? Who's paying for the registration on the car? Is that his wife? The bottom line is he is not allowed to be in this country. There are laws for that. We should be enforcing the laws. I'm sorry that this guy, has a family and he has to support them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, had he walked away 8 years ago and went through the legal process, he would be in this country right now. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Out. Time to go.
You want this muffin?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Piscopo the morning. Give us a call, 877-970-2999. Love to hear your thoughts. We're going to go to Rick Klein when we come back. But right now, let's go to Big Al. A muffinless, but let's go to Big Al nonetheless. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we were just discussing, some restaurants near the Brooklyn Army base are boycotting the spot after a delivery man was recently detained. Undocumented immigrant Pablo Villavicencio from Ecuador was detained after he delivered pizzas to the base at Fort Hamilton. He signed a waiver approving a background check, but an ICE warrant was discovered. The New York Post reports that eateries are refusing to send workers to the base for fear that their employees will be questioned over their immigration status. Vicenzo had apparently agreed to leave the U.S. in 2010 and never did. He filed for a green card and permanent U.S. residency just this past February. State officials are warning racetracks in New Jersey that wagering on sports games remains illegal until the bill is signed by the governor. As of last night, Phil Murphy hadn't signed the legislation okaying betting on sports, although it has been approved by the Assembly and Senate. NJ.com says a letter from Murphy's office was sent to Monmouth Park and Oceanport and the general managers of New Meadowlands Racetrack and Freehold Raceway to point out that he hasn't signed it yet. Dennis Drazen, the operator of Monmouth Park, says he did not receive the letter but will wait for Murphy's signature. In sports, Yankees and Mets begin the 2018 version of the Subway Series tonight in Queens. They open a three-game series at Citi Field with Masahiro Tanaka slated to oppose Jacob deGrom. The Washington Capitals, they're Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Alex Ovechkin received the Conn Smythe Trophy as the most valuable player. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Problems right now at the Tappan Zee Bridge into Westchester County. All lanes closed. It's an accident involving an overturned flatbed trailer and a fuel spill. Looks like some injuries as well. Emergency activity at the scene. So it's really busy now on the southbound thruway trying to get into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Again, it is completely closed at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You may want to hop on up to the Bear Mountain Bridge. That's building quickly at the Bear Mountain Bridge right now into Westchester. And also the inbound GWB starting to see extra volume as well with the people heading down the Palisades Parkway down to the GWB. It's an hour into the upper and about 30 to the lower. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland Tunnel still waiting about 15. And Route 7 is closed at Fish House Road in Kearney with an accident over there as well. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 82 degrees. Currently, it's 65. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Look, girls, love your straightener but hate the damage? Give it a little TLC and try Suave Coconut Oil Infusion Shampoo and Conditioner. It smooths hair and makes it look so healthy. So try it for yourself with their money-back guarantee. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Incredible dads are always incredibly busy, right? Whether it's taking care of the kids or doing home repairs or maintenance chores, they are always doing something. So why not give dad a day of rest this Father's Day and take his to-do list over to Home Advisor? Home Advisor is a free online service that connects homeowners to top-rated pros for all kinds of home projects. Whether it's a leaky faucet, refinishing some beat-up wood floors, mowing the lawn, or even remodeling the kitchen, Home Advisor has you covered. Just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them what you need help with. In seconds, your project will be matched to the best pros in your area. You can read customer reviews, even check pro availability, and then book appointments online. And with Home Advisor's project cost guides, you can see what others have paid for similar jobs in your area. That way, you can make sure you're getting a fair price, and it's all free to use. So this year, give dad a day off and let Home Advisor do the work. He's sure to love it. Download the free app or go to homeadvisor.com to get started. That's homeadvisor.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. It is 641. If you've been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case. You can call the Bramnick Law Firm. You know that. I tell you this every morning. John and Brent. John and Brent Bramnick. They're 18 lawyers standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents. And always on a contingency basis. See, that's the key right there. John works on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. During the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home. I don't know what more I got to tell you. They're there 7 days a week. You can call them 7 days a week to get answers about your claim, about work-related claims, malpractice, negligence, auto accidents. The Bramnick Law Firm, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, 642. Rick Klein is the political director for ABC News and from Long Island, New York. Rick, welcome back to the program. How are you this morning?
Hey, great to be with you. We got a championship city here in Washington. How exciting for people.
Do people care? Rick, I was going to ask about the Washington Capitals being the Stanley Cup champions. Everybody's from Virginia. I mean, do they care? Is there excitement down there, Rick?
I'll tell you, my kids are asking about hockey for the first time ever. People getting into it. You know, this city, they always talk about the sports curse here.
Yeah,
it's been,
yeah.
You know, more than 25 years since they won anything, a championship in any of the sports, since the Redskins in 92.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Like, people got into it. Whether they like hockey or not, they got into the championship fervor for once.
Well, now I know there are a lot of Russians on the Capitals. Has Vladimir Putin, is it colluding with the Capitals? Anything like that?
Well, but seriously, it's going to be interesting. Do people like Alexander Ovechkin, the star of the Capitals, the MVP last night, do they go to the White House? What's that like?
After the Eagles got
disinvited a couple of days ago, and now we know the NBA guys aren't going to show up. But what about the hometown team here that includes some Russian nationals?
Well, I hear the Russians are in the Lincoln bedroom already. This is what I understand. I'm not sure. Said that. Hey, Rick, you know, so we were down there Friday, and we missed you because you had to go on something called Good Morning America, and we understood that. You were supposed to come on Piscopo in the morning, but we got bumped for Good Morning America, and we totally understand. That's your home. But as I was in Washington, and I sit on the radio, I came back so kind of enthused. We walked the peripheral of the West Wing. This is what you do every day, Rick Klein. But it seemed calm. People seem happy. The staff, I think if there was angst and there was anxiety, And there was all sorts of shady things happening. I think you could the staff of the president would depict that. It seemed really upbeat and positive. Did I misconstrue that, Rick Klein?
But that's the president's general attitude as well. I mean, he rages at things that he sees or that he's distracted by. But when you see him on a personal level, he is by all accounts in a good mood. He's chatty, he's conversational like he always is. I would say, I think there's a lot of compartmentalizing that goes on with those bad news stories that get out there. You know, that it looks like things are falling apart or, the Russia thing is happening or there's a big fight. For most people, though, that work there, they have their heads down. They do what they're doing. They know that they have an unpredictable boss who does things that are kind of wild sometimes. But I don't think it affects their day-to-day, even though it often seems like, oh, my God, it's a huge scandal. It looks like we're caught in this vice or this lie or whatever it is. It doesn't seem to register as much. You know, they've been doing it for a year and a half now. So I think everyone over there is sort of used to the scrutiny and used to the pace, if that's even possible.
Yeah. Hey, so the president goes with this G7 situation. I cannot wait for him when Trudeau. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is great drama. You can't make this up, Rick Klein. It's going to be great. I mean, after they're going back and forth with the words, and then they have to be civil in front of the cameras, yes?
You would think so. But now you hear Trudeau saying, well, maybe it doesn't need to be a G7 for everything. Maybe we can do some G6 work. Maybe he doesn't have to be part of the
community.
What we close out with. Trump may not mind that, the idea of him setting apart. But what's interesting to me is, Joe, we've seen a guy, I think the president is more comfortable than he's ever been in office in exerting power. You see that with the pardons, you see it with the tariffs.
Yeah, good point.
But now, this is an era where he's going to be meeting other world leaders, other very powerful people, starting with the G7 meetings and heading through next Tuesday with Kim Jong-un.
Hmm.
So that changes the dynamic a little bit. I'm curious how you interact. Does he just take his ball and go home out of Canada? does his body language change a little bit given the chilly reception?
Yeah.
He's isolated on the world stage, which is, sometimes he does that on purpose.
Yes.
Other times by circumstance.
Yeah. And you know what? Did you see in the West Wing, as I walked the outside of the West Wing, every picture was of Macron, almost every single picture.
Wow.
Did you see the great shot? There's a great shot over the president's shoulder, and all you see is an eye in admiration looking at the president. It's Macron's eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great detail. That's a great catch. I love that. He's cultivated that piece of the relationship for sure. And I always think, this guy knows imagery. He knows the media.
Yes,
so
yes,
well.
Yes.
He knows that, that picture sends a message to his staff, to other world leaders, anyone involved, that to be depicted in that way. That's fascinating.
And then they were saying, too, he knows where the cameras are, and you know best because you're down there, but he knows where the cameras are and how they look into the Oval Office, and he considers the drapes, the look, the camera angle, and he is on top of all this, apparently, yes?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, there was a meeting the other day where reporters are called into the cabinet room. They're talking about the FEMA briefing, and everyone had a bottle of water in front of them.
Yeah.
And the president, almost by instinct, took his bottle of water and put it on the floor.
Did you see that?
And and everyone's like, "What's he doing that for?" Well, I know why he's doing that. It's in the frame. It's in the shot.
Exactly. And then Mike Pence went, "Oh, I guess I better do the same thing, man."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh,
Los Angeles. No, it made perfect sense, though. I mean, he gets that.
I love it.
He understands. Yep. He understands how the camera works and what the image
instinctively
looks like on the other side.
And the vice president trusted his boss explicitly, which I loved. I just love that. So what do you expect from Singapore this coming week, Rick Klein?
He says it's either a huge success or a moderate success.
Yeah.
It could be a total bust as well. I love that he's changed the range of outcomes, which means kind of downplaying expectations. You know, this started with this was going to be 24 hours to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula forever. No worry about it. Now it's like, well, this is the beginning of it. And I think that's such a more realistic approach to how to do this. I am struck by the way that he said yesterday, you know, I don't really need to prepare. It's about attitude. The North Koreans prepare. They are meticulous. They are tough.
Mm.
They know exactly what they want. They're strategic. They think long term. So is the president trying to play it cool to send a message to them?
Hmm.
Is he legitimately just saying, I'm going to wing it? Either way, I bet that, you know, the North Koreans love to look at the media coverage, and they love to see, even though it's a closed society, they get access, the leadership gets access to a lot of Western media. So they're looking at this and thinking, like, why is this Bolton guy, you know, going off on the Libya model? Why is Rudy Giuliani saying that Kim Jong-un's down on his hands and knees? Those words actually matter. And I think just in setting up this the summit, the president saying, you know, hey, it's, why do I need to prepare? It's no big deal. That even that sends a message.
Yeah.
They're trying to read this guy, and it's going to be a fascinating couple of days.
Yeah. Rick, before we let you go, appreciate you jumping on the air with us always. What are we hearing about this Inspector General's report?
Yeah, so my colleague Mike Levine, who covers the Justice Department, got some good details on it. We think it's going to be out next week, actually, on the president's birthday. Happy birthday to him, because it looks like it's going to be pretty critical of James Comey. I mean, Comey has got, you know, we've been talking a lot about his actions under Trump, but this goes back to the way he handled the email investigation, the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and it appears like it'll be pretty tough on him for his going outside the normal process, coming forward several times publicly to talk about the investigation. You remember the original reason the president gave for firing Comey wasn't Russia. It was Hillary Clinton's email investigation. So it would appear, if this has what we believe it to have, that this is going to back up those assertions. You know, the president is going to take a victory lap over his decision to fire Comey.
Mm. I wonder if he'll pardon this pizza delivery guy in New York. Maybe you think that would make some news.
Don't hold your breath.
Ricky, do you take the kids away down there? I don't know the lifestyle down there, but you're such a regular Long Island guy, and my personal best to your family on Long Island. But do you take the kids out on the weekend? When do you go down there? I mean, because we go to Washington. We tour all the monuments. Where do you go out?
I'll be on Long Island in a couple of weekends to speak at a high school graduation in Hampton Bays, so that'll be fun to be back. But
yeah,
the Delaware beaches are big for the summer. You know, you can also drive up to the Jersey Shore, at least South Jersey, Cape May.
Gotta come to the Jersey Shore, Rick Klein. Come on, man. Come on, Rick.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Rick, we always appreciate your valuable time and your valuable expertise on the show, man. Have a great weekend and come back soon, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Okay, man. Take care. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Long Island's finest. 6:51 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. Here it is, Friday traffic. Look out, Debbie. How we doing, girl?
It's a big mess on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway, Joe. Trying to get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. It looks like delays are building quickly. Southbound Thruway 13 into the Tappan Zee Bridge. All lanes are completely closed into Westchester County. It looks like that overturned truck is still out there. There's a fuel spill as well. They're having a hard time getting this truck in the upright position. So you may want to take it down the Palisades Parkway to the inbound GWB or go up and to the Bear Mountain Bridge instead. But it looks like those are both building quickly. Bear Mountain Bridge is bumper to bumper now, getting into Westchester County and also the inbound GWB at least an hour. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland Tunnel still waiting about 20 as well. And Route 7 over at Fish House Road in Kearney, that's an accident to watch out for as well. Traffic is building for you as you head over to the eastbound BQE. Stop and go traffic up by the Brooklyn Bridge and watch for volume Staten Island Expressway East at the Verrazano with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg talks about the New Bronx with Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Did you know that you spend a third of your life in your sheets? Those sheets better be good. You got to go to brooklinen.com. They're the best, most comfortable sheets. Plus, there's no big markup. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich right in Brooklyn, New York. They provide the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials, but without the crazy markups and fees. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. The Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets that you will sleep on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Piscopo at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Piscopo. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Warmer with sunshine and some clouds today, a high of 82. Then tonight, some patchy clouds with a low of 66 in Midtown, close to the upper 50s in some suburbs. Tomorrow, some sunshine, then turning out mostly cloudy by the afternoon with a shower around, a high of 80. A couple of showers, perhaps a heavier thunderstorm tomorrow night, especially south of the city, low 62. On Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Tremont on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Thank you, Sean Tremont. 5 before 7 o'clock. It is 6:55 on AM 970, The Answer. It is Friday. If you own or rent a home or apartment, own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green, renewable energy sources when you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy. You know, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. You know, with Blue Rock, you could choose, you hear me telling you this, but I love this. You can choose 30%, 50%, even 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is way lower than most competitive suppliers. They make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply, making it so easy for you at Blue Rock Energy. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. Take control of your energy bill, please. 877-280-4909. 877-280-4909, or you could sign up at BlueRockEnergy.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm.
Here it is, baby. 6:57 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let me go to Elliot real quick in Staten Island. Elliot, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning? What's on your mind, sir?
Great, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm sure this pizza delivery gentleman is an upstanding person, but he is robbing our society. He's robbing our children. You see, years ago, I used to work as a waiter, a busboy, painting fences, whatever odd jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And an employer will not hire a child today because they can't give the direct hours that they need. if you can't, you know, I have a test tomorrow, I can't come in.
Right, right, right.
Here you hire somebody 40 hours a week. And what Frank was saying is true. If we don't hire these illegals, then your pizza will go up to $10 an hour because you're going to have to pay some sort of fair wage.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let us pay the $10 an hour. But I tell the United States government, give me back my taxes that you're stealing.
Yeah. That's Elliot, thank you. 877-970-2999. We're talking about the pizza delivery guy. My heart goes out to him and his family that he's here. And you know, maybe can we just individually work on each case individually as opposed to saying, wait, you violated ICE's laws and lock them up? 877-970-2999. Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 659. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A criminal complaint filed in Manhattan has led to grand larceny charges for a Long Island man. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Samuel Bernstein stole over $4 million from his mother's bank account using the funds to purchase private jets, Super Bowl tickets, and expensive champagne. The Roslyn man is also accused of threatening to harm a law enforcement officer's family and saying he would destroy his mother's home. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Yonkers Police and Mayor Mike Spano making an announcement with new information regarding recent mailbox thefts in the city. Police have reportedly arrested a former U.S. postal worker for allegedly being involved in the thefts. Officials are expected to give more information about the person in custody. Press conference scheduled for 11:30 this morning. In sports, Washington Capitals, Stanley Cup champions. For the first time in franchise history, they beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.